to boxing now. World-ranked New Zealand boxers Joseph Parker and Junior Farr aren't hiding from the implications of their heavyweight matchup in Auckland tomorrow night. Now, after months of respectful build-up, the Pacifica South Aucklanders will resume their amateur rivalry for the first time as professionals. Former WBO world champion Parker is ranked third with that organisation, while Farr is fifth, meaning a sizeable reward for the winner and a significant setback for the loser. Clay Wilson explains.
Joseph Parker's career is at a crossroads. Overcome Junior Farr and the 29-year-old's dream of becoming a two-time heavyweight world champion remains very much alive. Lose and that door is shut, potentially for good. Parker's long-time trainer Kevin Barry says they're well aware tomorrow night's bout is make or break.
If we do not deliver, it's going to be very, very hard for us to get back into any position to fight a top five, a top ten fighter, let alone a world title shot. We still believe in Joseph, totally, 100%. He believes in himself. Our goal is to get back into the ring fighting for the world title.
As a former world champion and strong favourite, Parker knows making a statement means more than simply winning. Re-establishing himself as a contender in boxing's glamour division requires taking out his former amateur rival inside the 12 rounds. Parker knows he needs a knockout, but is adamant he won't be reckless.
I say that I want a knockout, but we have a plan in place. I'll go in there, execute the plan, and have fun. You know, all the hard work's been done in the camp, early mornings and all the training session. Now it's time to dance, and when you let it flow, it just happens.
Farr, though, won't be a pushover. Not only is he unbeaten in 19 professional bouts, he has two wins over Parker from their four amateur fights. And with two young kids at home, Farr is intensely motivated by what he's calling a life-changing opportunity.
This sets up an awesome career, you know. It sets up big fights for me, which means I can provide more for my family as well. Yeah, and just really solidify my place in the heavyweight division.
The high stakes aren't the only reason Farr is feeling optimistic. After needing surgery for an undisclosed medical problem in October, postponing the bout by more than 2 months, he says he's fighting fit once again.
I feel much better than my old self a few months ago. You know, I'm feeling fully prepared for this fight. I feel like I'm peaking at the right time. Man, I'm just feeling good. I'm getting excited, so can't wait for the night.
Team Parker questions whether that excitement will eventually be overcome by nerves. Head trainer Kevin Barry says the fact remains. Farr has never been in a fight of this magnitude against an opponent of Parker's calibre.
I'm not saying he can't do it because this is his opportunity to shine. But, you know, when the bright lights go on and you walk out to the ring, it's not everybody's cup of tea. One thing I can tell you about Joseph Parker is when the lights are at the brightest, it's when he is at the happiest. He loves the pressure.
Farr's camp aren't arguing it's a step up for their fighter. But City kickboxing coach Eugene Berriman, who has assisted head trainer Doug Viney in preparing Farr for tomorrow's bout, says they're happy with the position they're in.
We've got nothing to lose. There's no pressure on us. If an opportunity comes to hurt Joseph, we'll take advantage of it. But we're going to get an early lead. We're going to hold on to that lead. And Junior's going to get his hand raised.
Parker is confident that won't be the case. One thing's for sure, big overseas opportunities await whoever is right. Mo te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Clay Wilson aho.